The chance of showers lingers into the evening hours and maybe even a couple overnight. Low 74. Tomorrow on Saturday, high temperatures around 90. Partly sunny. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances still around 50%. In fact, even Sunday, a 50% chance of more storms. High temperatures around 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and 10-day forecasts, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. An Auburn woman, Christina Murphy, has been charged with chemical endangerment of a child. Her and her unborn child tested and confirmed positive for cocaine. She is in the Montgomery County Jail. U.S. Postal Inspectors looking for Richard Corey Eland. He was a suspect in a multi-jurisdictional mail theft ring. He had standing warrants for possession of stolen mail, conspiracy to commit theft. He was captured right here in Montgomery by the MPD. An anonymous tip led to his arrest. And there's a guy named Lawrence Weirs down in Henry County. He drove up on Henry County Sheriff's holding a DUI checkpoint. What did he do? Got out of his car and jumped into Lake Eufaula and vanished. They had Fish and Wildlife looking for him. They thought he was drunk. They thought he drowned. Well, later on, he dried off and turned himself into authorities. Old Lawrence. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Judd.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Attention all active military and veterans. If you have honorably served in the armed forces, then you qualify for a VA home loan, guardsmen and reservists included. This program offers 100% financing. You have earned this exclusive benefit. 100% financing means no money down for a home purchase. Your service is your down payment. But if you're looking to refinance, then you can cash out up to 100% of your home's value. Unlock the equity in your home by refinancing today. It's time to pay off that high-interest credit card debt and make those home improvements, or take a vacation. Alabama Home Mortgage appreciates your service to our nation. Call us today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com, so we can thank you personally. That's 567-4223. NMLS 372374, Equal Housing Lender.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants. Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No. An alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct. Again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle, Tire City, and automotive service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have land that needs to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
North Korea says it has released a Canadian pastor who had been serving a life sentence since 2015 for anti-state activities.
An arrest in France after an attack on soldiers.
There are 29 large fires burning uncontained in the U.S.
Both the Powerball and Mega Millions lottery jackpots now top $300 million.
The boss coming to Broadway, Bruce Springsteen, announcing on his website that he'll appear in a solo show beginning in October.
Tiger Woods pleading not guilty to driving under the influence and agreeing to enter a diversion program later this year.
Longtime Major League Baseball umpire Joe West has been sidelined for comments he made about Texas Rangers third baseman Adrian Beltre.
Disney says it's aiming to pull its movies from Netflix and launch its own streaming services in 2019.
South Carolina is suing the federal government over several tons of radioactive plutonium languishing at the nation's Savannah River nuclear site.
The Missouri manhunt for the suspect in Monday's fatal shooting of a police officer is over.
Officials in New Hampshire are the latest to accuse pharmaceutical company Purdue of playing a role in the nation's opioid crisis.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newsline 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. TGIFE 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card, $50 gift card. Fresh Market on Perry Hill Road. You need to go by and shop there. They have wonderful things. Chateau Brion special this week.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I think I might try that. They've got some great marinades on their some of their steaks and their kebabs, too. Let's go to Amy Kramer, who is Women for Trump. Amy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan. Thanks for having me on.
You are so welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm great. And TGIFE. I've never heard that before, but I love it.
That's our handle for our Thursdays. We always use that. And then, of course, it's TGIF Friday show is our favorite show because everything, we just throw the rule book out of the window. So what do we owe the honor of your call today, Amy?
Oh, you're kind. I am excited to be on and talk about we are supporting Mo Brooks for U.S. Senate in the Alabama special election. And it is a special election, but I think it's going to have implications leading all the way up through to next year into the 2018 midterms. And it's a very important race, and people need to be paying attention to what's going on.
Well, as a Trumper-type person, what are the things that drew Mo Brooks to your attention? Why do you like him, and why should other Trumpsters like him?
Well, I'll tell you, Mo was elected to the Congress in 2010 in the Tea Party way, and I am one of the original of the 22 founders of the modern-day Tea Party movement. I'm former chairman of Tea Party Express. We did a lot of work in Alabama before with some of those congressional races. But he's been in the trenches fighting to rein in this out-of-control establishment that we're all so tired of. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. Everybody's tired of it. And what he did when Obamacare failed in the U.S. Senate and came out and called for Mitch McConnell to step down from leadership, that took a lot of courage and guts and spine. And you don't see many people up there that are willing to do that. But it's the right thing. And I believe that I actually left Tea Party Express back in 2014 and went to try to defeat McConnell in a Senate race. McConnell's a good man. I think he is, you know, he served his time. I appreciate the service to this country, but it's time to move on. We need fresh leadership. And that's exactly why Donald Trump was elected, because he's a fighter. He went in from the outside. He promised to do all these things, repeal and replace Obamacare and secure the border and tax reform and all this. And Dan, quite honestly, you know, the president tweeted last night, why hasn't Obamacare been repealed? Well, I'll tell you exactly why. Because those guys up there don't want it repealed. McConnell doesn't want it repealed. It is about control. And he and Ryan, I fully believe, are trying to thwart the president's agenda. And we need people that have the legislative experience that can go up there and not have the wool pulled over their eyes and continue to do the good work of the American people and get the things done that are part of the American First agenda and make America great again.
What did you think about the president's tweet of supporting Luther Strange? And it's now kind of made a national story of his own, Morning Joe and
sure,
some others. But what did you think about that?
I was disappointed, but at the same time, I understand that the president is a deal maker, and he's trying to accomplish his overall agenda that he promised the American people to repeal and replace Obamacare. And now we have this, they haven't gotten that done, and now they're, you know, starting on tax reform if they can ever get off vacation. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, these people hardly ever work. But so I can understand why the president would try to cut a deal because he needs McConnell's help. But, Dan, the reality is you shouldn't have to cut a deal with your own party when you support the same agenda. The problem is McConnell doesn't support that agenda. McConnell supports McConnell's agenda, and we've seen that in the past when he supported David Dewhurst against Ted Cruz and Bob Bennett against Mike Lee and Trey Grayson against Rand Paul and Charlie Crist against Marco Rubio. Imagine the United States Senate right now without all those conservatives in there. That's McConnell's dream. And now he's supporting a 15, 20-year lobbyist against, you know, over all these conservatives. And there are other conservatives in this race. But the key is Mo has been up there fighting, and he has the legislative experience. And he knows the environment right now. And he already has the friendship and relationships with those conservatives in the Senate, and he can get to work right away working with them. He's not going to have to go up there and learn the ropes and build relationships, and that is very important because we only have a small window to get this done, or we may not ever get it done.
On the phone with
if
us,
that makes sense.
It does. On the phone with us, Amy Kramer, who Women for Trump, but also one of the original Tea Party founders back in 2010. Amy, here's a little piece of information. We ran a poll to my audience, and not one single person said that the Trump tweet changed their mind about who they were voting for.
Right. And I understand that. And you know, I think that people just, the president is looking at short term, I think, right now, because he's made these promises to the American people. I'm looking at long term, and I think the people are looking at long term too, because this is for a 6-year term. You know, I mean, it's for a 6-year term. The president runs for re-election in 2020, so we have to look at what's best for the country, and we have got to get these guys. You shouldn't be, and God bless our people that are up there and they've served so many years, but you shouldn't be going into your 80s and mid-80s being a United States senator or congressman. I don't think that's what our founding fathers wanted and intended, and we need some fresh ideas. Listen, Mitch McConnell's been in the U.S. Senate for 32 years along with a number of others that have been there even longer, and what has it gotten us? It's gotten us $20 trillion in debt. That's what it's gotten us, Dan. And if you control the House, the Senate, and the White House, and the Democrats are still controlling things, you're doing something wrong. It's time to switch things up and get some fresh blood in there.
Amy, you ran for Congress yourself, and in looking at the 2018 election, how do you think on the congressional side, not the Senate side, how do you think Republicans are going to fare in the 2018 midterm?
I hope that we're going to fare well. I hope that we will keep the House and the Senate. I do believe that we will. But I think that a lot of things could be put in jeopardy if Congress doesn't get the job done and follow through on their promises. There's no excuse for this. These people, Dan, they haven't passed a budget in 20 years. 20 years. Mitch McConnell is a great politician, but he is not a great legislator. And for him to allow that vote to fail by one vote is unacceptable. And that puts 2018 in jeopardy. What's going to happen with tax reform? I think that this really is a referendum on McConnell's leadership. And I hope that the people stand up and say, we're tired of this and it's not working for us. And if that is in fact the case, if they decide that they want fresh leadership there, he needs to step down. My guess is he won't because these people are high on, you know, the Potomac water. But that's exactly what needs to happen.
Let me play a clip from something that Mitch McConnell said yesterday or 2 days ago.
I'm going to ask for a show of hands, but I know everybody's saying we've been there and haven't done anything, which I find extremely irritating. And I'm going to tell you why. Congress goes on for 2 years. And part of the reason, I think, that the storyline is that we haven't done much is because, in part, the president and others have set these early timelines about things need to be done by a certain point. Now, our new president had, of course, not been in this line of work before, and I think had excessive expectations about how quickly things happen.
I cannot believe that Mitch McConnell said that after he is the one that stood up and said on January the 9th, this is going to be the first piece of business that we're going to take care of.
Exactly. And do you know that in 1990, he ran on health care in Kentucky? In 1990. And here we are, 2017, the man has been in charge of the U.S. of the Republicans in the Senate from 2014, and he couldn't get it done. I mean, that tells you something. He doesn't want to get it done, because as long as they don't get it done, they can run around the country and blame somebody else. He has done nothing but assault conservatives. And, I mean, it has been a constant assault on conservatives since 2014. Earlier than that, really. But we know in 2014, he came right out and said it. And the thing is, he never accepts responsibility. It's always somebody else's fault. That's not what a leader does. He needs to man up, get his troops back to Washington. Paul Ryan needs to do the same thing. And they need to get health care reform passed. That's the bottom line. There's no excuse for it. I mean, I don't know what they don't understand. When you're the media, and I don't listen to the polls. I don't care. The polls were wrong last time. But you want to talk about polling, look how bad his polling is and how bad the Congress's polling is. The American people are tired of it. And it's like these members of Congress just don't get it. They don't get it. But I believe that Mo does get it. I really, truly believe that Mo gets it. He's a fighter. He's not afraid. He's not going to be intimidated or bullied by leadership and, you know, the threat of taking away a committee chairmanship or whatever. So I believe that he gets it, and I think he's that's the reason we need him up there. There are other people in this race that are good people, and I know there are other conservatives, but Mo is the only one that has the experience that can get the job done and help make America great again by putting that America First agenda first and foremost. I truly believe that, Dan.
Amy, my audience loves you. They want you to move to Alabama.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm right next door in Georgia.
I know. You're just down the street. I mean,
I know.
I'm telling you, they love you. They love what you're saying. They're kind of going, we need her to get here to run against Martha Roby.
And Amy, as a fellow graduate, I have to say, War Eagle.
Well, hey, War Eagle, I hope I don't get anybody in trouble, but my daughter's finishing up at Alabama.
Oh,
so
that's fine.
Roll Tide, Roll Tide, Amy, Roll Tide.
But I didn't graduate from Auburn.
Okay.
I did go there, and honestly, I found out I was pregnant when I was young, and I was there, and my daughter is the joy of my life. I mean, she is just the blessing. I can't imagine my life without her. That was some years ago. She just turned 27, but yeah, we are War Eagle in this house, and then I guess one day we'll have to hang that Roll Tide flag out front too on Saturday.
It's the Saturday after Thanksgiving that you have to hang it out there.
Amy, hey, it only takes 1 second.
Amy.
Nice, nicely.
Amy, hold on. Let me get that knife. Hold on. I got it. Okay, I got it on my back.
Hey, listen, guys, if it's not SEC, it might as well be Powder Puff, right?
There you go. Boy, I tell you what, we love you, Amy. Do you ever come to Alabama?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I may try to get over there before the election, too.
Okay,
let y'all know.
I want you to do this. If you come to Alabama, either pre-election, post-election, whenever, I want you to contact me. I would love to have you in my studio and just jam with us for a show.
Okay, I would love to do that. That'd be fantastic. Fantastic.
Amy, thank you so much. I really have enjoyed getting to know you and hearing you.
Thank you, and I look forward to talking to y'all again.
Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Amy Kramer, we're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk.
talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Noon till 1 on Saturdays on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Mary, you're glowing gold.
I know, I joined the Fuel Rewards program and got rewarded with instant gold status at Shell.
And now your body radiates gold?
Yes, and I save 5 cents a gallon on every fill every day.
5 cents a gallon? Wow.
And gold is all the rage this season.
Oh, yeah.
Get rewarded with instant gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. It's free to join, so join now at fuelrewards.com/gold. Restrictions apply. Active gold status required. Introductory offer valid for 6 months after activation. Limit 20 gallons at participating Shell stations. See fuelrewards.com/gold for full details. Doesn't actually turn bodies gold.
It's time for some straight talk. You want more data? You want to pay for it? You don't have to. Now Straight Talk Wireless gives you 60% more high-speed data than before for the same low price. That's the first 8 gigs at high speed for $45 a month, or 12 gigs for just $55. That's unlimited talk, text, and data on America's largest and most dependable networks. Don't pay more, get more. Straight Talk Wireless. Best phones, best networks, no contracts, only at Walmart.
A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hi, I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. Luther Strange? He isn't telling the truth again. He wants voters to think I was a never-Trumper. But the truth is, I wrote a $2,500 check to help President Trump beat Hillary Clinton. And in Congress, I vote with President Trump 95% of the time. That's a fact. You can look it up. I'm a founding member of the House Freedom Caucus, and I can assure you, none of us would ever support Hillary Clinton. So who are you going to believe? Mitch McConnell and Luther Strange? Or conservative thought leaders like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Ann Coulter, and Mark Levin, America's Tea Party Patriots Organization, and Alabama Congressman Mike Rogers. They have all endorsed me because of my rock-solid conservative record and because I support President Trump's America First agenda. I'm Congressman Mo Brooks. I ask for your vote, and I approve this message.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I want to thank Amy for calling in. That was a real pleasure.
Really was.
For you boys and girls out there, she was one of the many candidates in the 6th Congressional District.
But there are like 7 or 8 of them.
Yeah,
right?
And that just went through the runoff and the Republican won. It's Tom Price's whole district.
Oh, where Jack Ossoff was running.
There you go. But she is really good. She's very quick, very playful, very smart, very articulate. I hate to use that term. But I liked her a lot, and the audience liked her a lot. Several people were commenting on that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to name any names, but occasionally we've called on some reporters, and, you know, they have national notoriety, right, for national publications, and they get on here, and we'll sit here and look at each other going, well, we knew that, and we've said it better than that before. Because I've written for some places, there is a lot of journalism out there that isn't, oh, I'm going and talking to people. It's, no, I read a bunch of other articles, and I put it together myself. Which is fine, it's great, but it's not the same thing as being a true investigative reporter.
Right, where you're interviewing the people. Go ahead and grab that that deal. Yeah, the people, you know, and we're straight up with what we do here. What we're doing is we're playing clips, and we're talking about the clips. We're talking about what the news is talking about, and we're trying to get you know, to look at it a little bit different way and to kind of understand what they're saying, but also what they're not saying. Let's go to the phones and go to our good friend Red Top. Red Top! How are you today, my man?
I'm doing just fine. I'm in the air conditioning.
All right. Good for you. You painting indoors today?
Yes, sir, and I'm going to stay that way the rest of the day.
There you go.
This statement from Mitch McConnell is beyond pathetic. I mean, that's the weakest statement I've ever heard a leader in Congress give, and it's pathetic.
It really is, and Donald Trump tweeted about it, and... And he actually, I understand he talked to him the same day yesterday that the tweet went out. And, you know, this is the problem with Mitch McConnell and the people who have been there too long. They start creating their own reality. That, when Mitch McConnell said what he said, that is Mitch McConnell's reality. It's not reality, but it's Mitch McConnell's reality. So when he goes home, he has, oh, well, you know, the president kind of set these artificial timelines on here, and he was new at the game. Well, Mitch McConnell did it on January the 9th and January the 28th.
And he's been there all this whole time. So he obviously does not want to get anything done fast and to stall as much as possible to maintain the status quo, which is to his advantage, don't you think?
Well, you know, some people say he wants to keep Obamacare. I don't see why he would want that, because it's devastating to individuals and also to the budget. But I think that he does not have enough you-know-whats, testicular fortitude, to say, look, guys, we got to get this thing done. To hell with you, John McCain. You need to do the right thing, or we're calling you out.
Now, could one possible angle be, and this is complete speculation on my part, but Mitch McConnell maybe thinks there's something to this Russia investigation, and he doesn't want, say, a Republican agenda besmirched by, say, they pass all sorts of stuff. Trump is found to have done some dirty deed with the Russians, done dirt cheap, and you get all this political ammunition given to the left then to say we got to get rid of this stuff because it was passed by an illegitimate president. Something to that effect. It just doesn't play well if McConnell thinks they're going to get their hands dirty playing with Trump.
But the vice president's agenda is the same as the president. You get rid of Donald Trump, you haven't changed anything.
Yeah, that's what he would have signed it also.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen. Donald Trump's going to be there. I just don't think the Russia, quote, investigation is going to turn up anything on Donald himself. They might get some of the guys around him for trivial stuff.
But the people that are around him are going to be gotten because of something before Donald Trump, not something during Donald Trump.
Yeah. They ain't going to get Donald Trump. He's a lot smarter than everybody. They know how smart he is. They just don't want to admit it.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that they do not realize. They do not realize that Donald Trump has incredible instincts about different things. The same feeling he has about business, and if you read The Art of the Deal, that's he has an intuition. Yep. He looks at it, and he sees it different. He looks at something, and he sees opportunity. And it says it in the book. He looks at it, sees opportunity. Other people see problems. And that's why he was able to buy low and sell high.
Yeah, and he's doing a good job working us on the open market in the world. So we just need Mitch McConnell's a problem, not Donald Trump. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for your time. Let me go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, buddy. Couple of comments. First of all, Joey just said Donald Trump's agenda, but actually it's American people's agenda. That's how Donald Trump got elected.
Mm-hmm.
Was by voicing the American people's agenda.
All right.
So McConnell's not tying himself with Trump. He's tying himself with the American people if he passes this repeal of Obamacare and the other things that Americans voted for. And the second thing is attaining to Mo Brooks. First of all, she says a six-year term. This is not for a six-year term. It's just for to fill out the rest of this term.
That is absolutely correct. I didn't want to correct her on the air, though, but you're absolutely right.
That's right. And then also, and I have always liked Mo Brooks, don't get me wrong, but it did kind of offend me that Mo Brooks seemed to say, I'm smarter than the Alabama voter, when he kind of said the Alabama voter is going to regret this day. So I just wanted to voice that. That's it. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
I guess it depends on what voter you're talking about, no matter who they voted for.
But he was right on the, it's not, is for the right. Completion of the term, which will take whoever the U.S. Senator is until 2020, if I'm not mistaken. Let's see here. Let's go to a break. As we set the tool here, I'm going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be, the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. I'll make you so proud of me. We'll make them turn their head every place we go. So won't you please be my baby, my little baby. I want it only to say you'll be my darling.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com, everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan and the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
Yes?
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Bill.
Oh, yes, Bill. My cousin told me you know all about outdoor lighting.
Yep, I'm an outdoorsy guy.
Creating an outdoor lighting scheme does take a lot of know-how. That's why you should call the experts at Crosby Electric to enhance your property's beauty and safety.
Are you sure you should be digging there, Bill?
Oh, sure, it's fine. Oh, so that's where that water line is.
Crosby can recommend the right type of lighting. They'll advise you about proper placement around paths, decks, and water features. And they'll install zone security lighting for your safety and peace of mind.
Bill, are you finished yet?
Yep, even lit up your koi pond. See, when I flip this switch.
Bill, you just fried my goldfish. Now what?
Oh, I got a nice recipe for tartar sauce.
To make your property safer and more beautiful, call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot thing in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a, or even a little
little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump making it clear he's not done with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell after the Republican health care bill failure, tweeting this afternoon.
Mitch, get back to work and put repeal and replace tax reform and cuts and a great infrastructure bill on my desk for signing. You can do it.
Fox's Connell McShane, the president, reportedly had strong words during a phone call with McConnell, who had said in a speech President Trump had
excessive expectations about how quickly things happen.
We're told during that call that the president also expressed his displeasure with Senator John McCain's lack of support and suggested that McConnell might be able to take away the McCain's chairmanship.
Fox's Rick Leventhal, that of the Senate Armed Services Committee. And police say veteran NBA star Zach Randolph was arrested on a marijuana charge in Los Angeles after a large gathering became violent. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Partial sunshine today, but still scattered to numerous thundershowers developing, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. Not every town will get one. High temperature today around 90. The chance of showers lingers into the evening hours and maybe even a couple overnight. Low 74. Tomorrow on Saturday, high temperatures around 90. Partly sunny. Scattered afternoon and evening storms. Rain chances still around 50%. In fact, even Sunday, a 50% chance of more storms. High temperatures around 90. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes, hourly forecasts, push notifications for watches and warnings, and 10-day forecasts, plus radar and future radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
High-Tech Solutions, near Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Need service, installs, or networking at your business? Call High-Tech Solutions, 271-0179. Get 10% off. Mention this ad. High-Tech Solutions. Yeah, it's what they do.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Welcome back, everyone.
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love.
Ah, yes.
You tell me
Heather Now is State Department spokesperson. She does an excellent job. I was watching some tape of her this morning. She may be somebody they want to pull into the White House press office. She's got this disposition to her. She looks nice, but she looks happy and she's not mean and coarse. And
poise.
There you go. Yeah, she's not bound up. Sometimes I think Huckabee Sanders gets a little too bound up. Let's go to the phones and go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Good. I was listening to Amy a while ago, and I was kind of hoping y'all would open it up and let her take a couple of questions, because I'm kind of curious. Mo Brooks is quick to point out that he gave $2,500 to Trump. I'm just curious if it was his money or if it was out of his political account.
That's a good question. I can look at the check and can see.
And the other thing that I'm kind of curious about is how many votes he has actually voted that had anything to do with things that Trump was promoting.
And I don't know the answer. We'll be talking to him tomorrow at 1 o'clock on the show. So you can call that in. You can call that in if you want.
Yeah, I might just do that. It'd be interesting. I mean, if he's voted one out of two times, that'd get him to 50%. So...
Well, there have been several votes that have happened in the, I think there's 20, 30-something votes that have happened. But,
yeah.
But we can ask him. You can ask him tomorrow.
Okay. I'll try to call Bill, in around 1:30.
Okay. I haven't forgotten about you and the project that we were talking about. We just got sidetracked on another thing that we had to do.
Sounds good. We'll get together.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday, TGIF Eve. I'll try to look up that check situation for you. Let me see where we are here. Let's do this. Let's go to the Battle Plans Drone NBC Today Show piece. Now, this one's getting a little more out there of talking about that. They're really looking through some scenarios of, you know, first strike, what do you do, how do we do this type thing. So it sounds like they're doing, you know, the motto of the group down in Seoul is, we fight tonight. Let's listen in.
North Korea's military is upping the ante, making new threats against the United States, saying they hope to be able to attack this region by mid-August if their military leaders accept it.
This morning, the small island of Guam is said to be a target. This American territory facing an elevated threat as the war of words between the United States and North Korea reaches a fever pitch. The North Korean regime responding to President Trump's chilling warning.
They will be met with fire and fury.
Calling the president senile, saying he was cooped up at the golf course and was clueless about how things are developing. Adding sound dialogue is not possible with someone as bereft of reason as President Trump, and only absolute force can work on him. North Korea now warning they are seriously examining plans to attack Guam, where close to 7,000 American service members are stationed and home to 160,000 U.S. citizens. Located just 2,200 miles away from North Korea in the Pacific, the threat's putting some residents here on edge.
I'm alarmed, I'm concerned, but we mustn't be intimidated.
You know, there was a book that was out not long ago that had these kind of little short story scenarios that are out there. And we know that North Korea has a nuclear device. And one of the scenarios that they had in here is they took a freighter and put a nuclear device in a freighter and went close to Hawaii and then put the nuclear device down in the water and exploded it and created a tidal wave, a tsunami, and wiped out a ton of people. Now, I have not been to Guam, but I understand it's very similar to the Philippines, and it's basically flat with a mountain type thing in the center. But that would be an interesting scenario if he wanted to kind of prove a point and say, well, I didn't do it, somebody else did. You're going to have to prove that I did it. Let's go to the phones and go to Barbara. Barbara, welcome on board the Dan Marr Show. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Dan. How are you? And I'm doing the show. I have a question.
Please.
Do we not have anti-missiles ourselves?
We do.
Down missiles?
We do. We have THAAD, and THAAD is at Guam.
Okay. That's what I thought. That was my question.
Okay. Hey, that was easy, Barbara.
Yeah.
Make them tougher on me next time, okay, Barbara?
I'll try. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Marr Show.
Hey, Dan. I apologize. I've been watching Joe Hagler show because Mo Brooks was on it.
Yeah, so I know.
I missed the last
How did he do?
Hour. He did real well. He's about to get my vote, if you can, and that will include my son and other people. If you can verify a fact that he said, I'd heard you previously talk about the 60% rule, and he said he's for overturning it and letting the 51% rule be mandatory. And where his opponent, Luther Strange, has sent in to the Democrats that he supports the 60% Senate.
That is correct.
And Mo is for the majority, 51%.
He is for changing the rule, the cloture rule, number 22.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, he just won my vote.
Wow. That was easy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was...
So he did a pretty good job. See, he was supposed to be on my show. He called me and said, can I do your show? And I absolutely told him to tell Joe hi and... how did he do?
He did very well. Even spoke very well to the Afro-American audience and explained how that illegals were taking over their jobs and everything. And he did a very good job. And he said that he had to leave early because he's getting ready to do an interview with Hannity. So that was why he had to cut short of the full hour. So he, but he did well, and it gave me confidence now to boil it down to that decision that, you know, had to make. So,
who were you leaning towards before you were decided to vote for Mo?
I was more or less looking for an automatic stamp, you know, for the, because I really, really like Trump's agenda, and it had been, did explain, you know, why he voted against, three times against Trump's agenda, you know, the secrecy law, you know, not selling internet documents to sources, and, you know, keeping private information private, and another clause that he was against. But, you know, he, I had doubts previous because of his using terms like arm twisting in the public and stuff like that that you never heard the Democrats use. But this gave me enough confidence now to support him because I think he's in for the right reasons and everything now that I don't think he's wanting to be a standout like McConnell to go out on the stage and criticize Trump or...
No. I think the person be criticizing would be Mitch McConnell.
Yes, sir. I think that, and I hope he can do well with a couple of Republican women up there that are swaying. Maybe he can bring a little Alabama common sense to them. One from Alaska and one from Missouri, I think. But,
real quick, James.
Not the one from Missouri. You know, the two that voted against
Maine and Alaska. Thanks, James, for the telephone call. Newstar 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
You asked me to give up the hand of the girl I love.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
But who are you to tell her who to love? To her, yes, and the Lord above, you better move on. Well, I know you can buy her fancy clothes and diamond rings, but I believe she's happy with me without those things. Still, you
going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Tearing down the walls of allowable opinion. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Oh boy. 84 heard that sign, didn't he? 272-9228, that's where we are. Wrapping up the second hour of the Dan Morris Show. Which, by the way, is brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, and Prattville locations. Come on, see Dick Brubaker, Don Wicker. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. You know, they've got a great selection of cars, and Dick Brubaker says this all the time. I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama, as long as you have Brubaker Motors on your brand new car buying list. Come on, see them. Tell them thank you. See Mike, the sales manager. Tell me you're a Dan Morris Show listener. We're going to be going to 84. Welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan-O, how are you doing?
I'm good, my man. How about you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Will you do this for me, please? Will you suffer me one thing?
Sure.
Just one thing. Dan and I are friends. We can argue, but we're still friends. Not believe how many people think that you're pissed off at me, Dan.
I'm not. I said 84 is my friend. 84 will be my friend forever. This is what 84 and Dan do.
I don't understand why people can't get through their head that you can have a disagreement and get angry at one another.
Oh, no, but I can hear the rage underneath all this chumminess right now, okay?
Oh, well, I'm full of rage now, Joey.
Yeah,
I'm like the Big Show.
He is full of rage. So that, look, to prove him wrong, why don't you come over and let's have a beer together?
Hey, that'll be fine. I'll get some of them stinky, skunky beers.
Hey. There's that rage. My beer drink's pretty good, don't it?
I hear you, Alvin.
Oh,
now,
man.
I've got a question now. You're an expert at all this stuff.
No, I'm not, but go ahead.
You are. Now, well, the first question I've got, I thought Guam flipped over when you sent all those troops over there.
So that swamp...
Isn't that what Hank Johnson said? If we sent all the troops over there, Guam was going to flip over, the island was going to over.
No, that was Maxine Waters.
No, that was Hank Johnson from Georgia, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, so that actually didn't happen. No, honestly, a serious question. It's not the what. I know what's going on. My question is the why, Dan. Why now? Why is it right now that the little midget over there in North Korea is starting to pull all this crap?
Well, he's actually been pulling it. It's just he's pulling it faster now. He's accelerated it.
I mean, is there any underlying reason or you can get into conspiracy stuff of, hey, we got the technology and you better pull it out now and prove us right. You know, going back to the Clintons and other, the Obamas and people like that, or is he just that loose of a cannon that he's just decided, I think I'm going to attack the United States of America? Because that really, to me, that does not make any sense. I mean, if you're going to attack somebody, you know, attack Japan or China or anybody but us. I mean, why would you do that, Dan?
Well, if he attacks Japan, that is attacking us, so we would retaliate as if it were an attack on us. That's a good question, and, you know, one thing we're doing is we're seeing this in a much condensed version of this. This has been happening all along, and I don't know if you heard the the clip. But let me play for you what other presidents have said. This is going to go from Clinton to Obama.
It is pointless for them to try to develop nuclear weapons, because if they ever use them, it would be the end of their country.
Once again, North Korea has defied the will of the international community, and the international community will respond. And together we will ensure that North Korea understands the consequences if it continues down its current path.
We will not hesitate to use our military might to defend our allies and our way of life.
We could obviously destroy North Korea with our arsenals.
Okay, now, that all of those were from a series where he was detonating nuclear warheads, nuclear bombs, and he was firing missiles that were medium-range missiles. He had just at the end of the Obama administration had a long-range missile, but he has stepped it all up in this time from January to now, or to July the 27th. And what he wants to do is he wants to be noticed. He wants to be bought off, and everybody's ignored him, and they didn't do anything. They made threats, but they didn't do anything. I hate to tell this, but a new sheriff is in town.
Well, and do you think that it possibly could be this, that he's like the child that has the bad parent that says, if you do that one more time, and now there's a new parent in town that says, no, you're not going to do this again. There's going to be consequences if you do it this time. You think that has something to do with it, or am I?
No, I think he's testing it. But if in thinking about this, you know, he hadn't fired off a nuclear device in a long time, but he's been doing the rockets. Now, I'm looking for the time, the next event that happens. I mean, he's got a big celebration, I think, in 2 weeks or 10 days. That is a national holiday. They normally do something on that national holiday. It'll be interesting to see what they do. Does he launch a rocket? Does he set off a nuclear device? Does he do both? Or does he do nothing?
It would be interesting to see him attempt to launch a rocket and we took it out somehow, whether it shoot it down or prevent it from being shot off. That to me would show more current than, you know, wait for him to fire something at us and shoot it down.
Well, it's not firing it at us, it's testing it. And see, when he had a nuclear device and it was over there, it was over there. The problem is if he puts it on an ICBM, he can get it here. And that last launch was, he could have reached the United States. He couldn't have re-entered the nose cone. It would have burned up. And we don't know how accurate it is. But anything that hits the United States is going to be a problem.
Right. Well, it's gotten my stomach is a little bit nervous over it. I mean, I'm super concerned, but it seems like something funky is going on over there, Dan.
No, let me tell you, this is the real deal. And when we get into the next hour, we're going to play more on these kind of battle plans that are out there. I mean, it's very serious stuff.
Yeah, it really is.